Welcome to Astrobooth. I'm here to keep you updated on the latest astrological events, helping you stay attuned and make the best decisions and plans for the following week. As we wrap up October and enter November, we're not just flipping a calendar page. We are stepping into a week packed with powerful cosmic shifts, stirring energies, and transformative events. This episode will give you the insights you need to navigate everything from bold beginnings to hidden lunar mysteries, so you're prepared and tuned in for what's to come. As October draws to a close, so does the current lunar month. This is no ordinary ending. It marks the close of the eclipse corridor. During the final days of October, we'll feel the lunar energy waning, which brings an energy slump, and some of us will recognize it as fatigue or that final push before the new month. This is the time to tie up loose ends, complete unfinished business, and avoid jumping into anything brand new. Focus on preparing instead of acting, and embrace the role of the observer. The new moon is a time when not everything is clear, obvious, or well predictable for us, and often it's around the new moon dates that we make some strange decisions or become anxious and tense about things that we were not worried about previously. So your mission until the new moon is simply let go. The first part of our week begins with a promising energy as Mars forms a harmonious aspect with Neptune, hinting at dreams and aspirations. We might feel inspired and ready to make strides toward our ideals. But this optimism will be tempered by an underlying tension between Venus and Saturn, creating a subtle feeling of something's off in our relationships or plans. It's like knowing you're reaching for something, but the final outcome feels just out of reach, or the final result is not what you were hoping for. Keep this awareness as you step forward. Don't be discouraged by this early week limitations, as they're only part of the bigger picture. Midweek, particularly around Wednesday and Thursday, expect heightened tension. Agreements, plans, or discussions that seemed straightforward may suddenly take unexpected turns or even unravel altogether. Imagine you're moving forward and suddenly you have to make a complete turnaround. This week, some of our best laid plans may be uprooted. And as we approach the new moon on Friday, be cautious of reacting too quickly or emotionally. This is a moment to keep a cool head, stay grounded, and not let fear or anxiety drive your choices. Remember, what appears chaotic now will clarify in time. On Friday, November 1st, we have a powerful new moon in Scorpio. A new moon always signals a fresh start, and in Scorpio, this fresh start runs deep. Scorpio's transformative energy asks us to dig beneath the surface, to face what's hidden or what we have been avoiding for quite a while. So with Scorpio energies, we have to make the brave choice to evolve. You may feel an urge to confront areas in your life where change has been long overdue. Be mindful, though, during this new moon, emotions can run high, and we are more likely to make decisions based on anxiety and hidden fears. Take a step back, observe, and avoid any impulsive actions for now. As we shift into the weekend, we'll feel the energy picking up again. The weekend marks the point where a new chapter begins, with Sunday's exact Mars-Pluto opposition sparking powerful, raw energies that demand action and presence. This opposition is a preview, a trailer of what changes to expect later in November, especially around the 20th of November. Any conflicts or tensions that arise now have long-term implications, so please be mindful of your reactions. Mars will soon move into Leo, amplifying passions and courage. But again, be cautious. Any reckless moves on Sunday in particular can lead to consequences. Treat it as a time for strategic action. Let's say you had some serious conflict on or around Sunday, and maybe after the weekend on Monday when Mars moves into Leo. The conflict will sort of dissolve, but you should not relax, as this story will gain momentum in the future, so be careful. Keep a clear eye on what is happening and put literally all effort and energy into resolving these issues diplomatically but confidently, so that you do not have serious problems in the future. If you are injured, for example, on this day, unfortunately, this injury can have long-term consequences. So be extra careful on the weekend and don't you dare take any unnecessary risks. November 2nd brings a significant shift with Mercury moving into Sagittarius, sparking a period of intense communication, strategic thinking, and a push toward the big picture. Expect a rise in emails, messages, and meetings, as well as insights from unexpected places or people. Meanwhile, on November 3rd, Venus opposes Jupiter, sparking a sense of indulgence. It's easy to let enthusiasm lead to overcommitting or overspending, so keep both feet on the ground. This aspect makes us crave learning, culture, and experience. Just remember to stay realistic. Mars makes a notable move into Leo on November 4th, a shift that heralds a new cycle. Mars's energy in Leo will take us through a bold period of self-expression and leadership, especially as it enters a retrograde loop that will influence us into early May 2025. Think of this as the beginning of long-term storylines and scenarios in work, love, and personal growth. Mars in Leo can amplify feelings of pride, passion, and for some, conflict, as it challenges us to balance ambition with grace. In work and relationships, new dynamics will emerge, demanding attention and intentional action. And now, as usual, let's have a look at the moon's transits happening this week. From Tuesday to Thursday, the moon is going to be in Libra. Libra's influence brings our attention to relationships and partnerships crucial in the final days of the eclipse corridor. This is the time to look closely at who is staying in your life and who is leaving. Any unresolved issues and relationships may come up now, allowing for a graceful parting of ways or deepened connection. Remember, sometimes harmony is found by clearing out the old. From Thursday to Sunday, the moon is in Scorpio. And this new moon phase is introspective. It's a perfect time to observe, reflect, and allow some time for healing. Scorpio encourages financial reflection and careful planning, especially regarding investments or shared resources. Make thoughtful, intentional decisions during this time, and set your foundation for the future. From Sunday onward, we have Moon in Sagittarius, and its influence brings excitement and a dose of energy as new information and insights come to light. This energy supports learning, expansion, and planning. Avoid being impulsive and focus instead on recalibrating as you move forward. Sagittarius reminds us that life is a journey and adaptation is the key. As we enter this complex yet interesting week, remember to ground yourself in patience, awareness, and purpose. With Mars and Pluto in dynamic opposition and the new moon in Scorpio, life is encouraging us to make transformative choices, ones that align with our truest selves. Let the stars guide you, but keep your heart centered. that's all for this week. Keep your eyes on the cosmic energies and don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel or Apple Podcast to receive more astrological insights. Until then, stay tuned, stay cosmic, stay inspired. Thank you.